hours.
I'll tell you what the Courier are claiming. What's the front page say? Let's
go, Dolphins! Revealed NRL 17th team, ready to make a splash.
Exclusive to the Courier Mail, they're naming the Dolphins before there's been an announcement as the 17th team. I'll tell you who really broke it first. Our NRL newsbreaker, Ben Dobbin. Hello, Dobbo.
Yeah, morning, guys.
What's going on here?
Because it hasn't been announced, but apparently it has been announced, Dobbo. What is it?
Look, the Dolphins are the preferred candidate. And what I mean by that, and I don't want to dance around it, is that over the course of the weekend, the NRL asked all three clubs to obviously some extra questions. I'm talking about the Firehawks, the Jets, and the Dolphins. And then yesterday morning, they only asked one organisation for more. So that was the Dolphins. So the Firehawks and the Jets won't contact it again by the NRL, and they're now the preferred candidate, which will mean the Dolphins bid, the $70 million war chest out of Redcliffe, the stadium, the big nursery of junior rugby league players, Terry Reader and co., will end up being the new 17th franchise, which will be named around Thursday. So that's the biggest story. It's a done deal. It's a lock. The Dolphins will be the 17th franchise.
Dobbo, how important to the whole process has it been that Redcliffe's 40 kilometres north of Brisbane and they won't cannibalise the Titans or the Broncos' breeding grounds?
We probably didn't put enough into that, and that is a huge thing now. I just know that News Limited own the Brisbane Broncos, and there's no way whatsoever they were going to allow the Brisbane Broncos to be cannibalised. Now, you would think if you went to the Western bid, the Brisbane Jets, or if you went to the East Tigers bid, which was the Firehawks, there would be some saturation of Bronco supporters crossing over. I think the best scenario, and that means that they've got them pretty well covered. You've got the Titans in the south, you've got Brisbane in the middle, and in the north, you've got the Dolphins. And I think it probably evens itself out. You've still got to remember there's going to be 8 games played at Suncorp Stadium, 3 at Dolphin Oval and 2 up at the Sunny Coast. So it's not going to be all out of Dolphin Oval where these will be played. The good news is that, you know, now they can move on and try and sign the coach, and that's Wayne Bennett. And the relationship between Terry Reader and Wayne Bennett goes back 20 years, the CEO. There's been no formal discussions. There's been no contracts or anything like that. But you would think in the coming days that those conversations will happen, and we should expect an announcement maybe early next week or somewhere around there that Wayne Bennett will be coaching this franchise.
Dobbo, it looks like they've got a pretty good lineup already. The paper saying that a possible Dolphins side looks like Cameron Munster, Anthony Milford, Christian Welch, Matt Lodge, Felice Kafusi, Tino Fa'asau Malawi, Pat Carrigan, Caelan Ponga.
Where do I get a bet on?
These are all the players that are off contract. Put a line through Matt Lodge. He will not be going to the Dolphins, okay? That's one thing I can tell you. Look, and there's no players signed. There's a lot of players coming off contract, and November 1 is when they can start negotiating for 2023. So November 1 this year, player managers can start negotiating for their players for the 2023 season.
Okay.
And so there is a lot of players coming off. Now, what that side looks like, there is a salary cap, and as much as we'd like to think that the Dolphins would be able to put a strong side, there's going to be players that are about to retire from players that haven't played their first game. So the spread will be even, and the talent pool will be evenly spread, but it should be a good side. You would think that they're going to get somebody like Munster or that to be their figurehead.
Dobbo, you know, when the Sun started and also GWS in the AFL, they gave them a lot of concessions. They let them spend more money. They gave them all of these free hits. That's not going to happen with the Dolphins?
Definitely not. No. They are going to be
level playing fields.
Level playing field. Yeah, completely level playing field. Well, they don't have to break into a market. There's a rugby league heartland. So,
righto.
I mean, they wanted that so they can get more support and be competitive.
Dobbo, can we talk about Bronco signings? Adam Reynolds set to come from South Sydney to Brisbane, but shoulder injury, what's happening there? Have we signed a busted player yet again?
Is it a shoulder or his groin? What's going on?
Is this a Jack Bird all over again?
No, it's not. He had an MRI yesterday, doesn't require surgery. Spoke to the Broncos yesterday about it. There was some talk that he was going to need an operation. This happened in the grand final. He's all okay, and he will be turning up middle of December for pre-season. He is not required for an operation, which is a good news story.
Right. Oh, mate, up to date. Can you just confirm that you were the first person to tell anyone about the Dolphins, were you?
Correct.
Well, at least us.
I think we've been talking about it for a fair while. I don't think it's the worst kept secret. But anyway, we don't have a newspaper to spruik, but we'll just spruik it on our radio show.
Love your work, mate.
Good on you, Dobbo.
6 o'clock tonight, rush hour. Thanks, Dobbo.
16 past 6, this is Triple M.